Hello guys, welcome to the 8th episode of the podcast. My name is Brandon and I'll be joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in this episode, we are going to be discussing, did Disney ruin Star Wars?
Yes or no?
Yes or no. It's just a yes or no answer. Plus we'll be explaining how or how they did not ruin Star Wars. It's a controversial topic. Kind of like the ranking movies, especially for my ranking. So,
yeah,
I guess definitely. We should just get right in. I guess I should just ask you, did Disney ruin Star Wars?
Okay, for me personally, no. And I'm pretty sure that's not a shock to anyone if you've listened to any of the previous podcasts that we've done, because just the way that I describe everything. But no, I don't think that they ruined Star Wars at all. Were there some things that I think could have been different in some of the movies? Yeah, but like that, I could say that about like any of the films, you know, not just the ones that Disney made. So
even the originals as well.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, no, I don't think that they ruined Star Wars.
So for me, this is a weird answer. It's not going to be a direct yes or no. It's going to be a yes and no. So
basically, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you? I don't know.
Yes.
So I really liked this. I really liked the new movies, obviously the Disney movies. But I think they were made like in a different way than the original Star Wars movies, which is why it's so cool. It's because they're different, and that's why I like them. So I do not think that Disney ruined Star Wars, no.
But
I think they changed Star Wars to make it a little bit different. And that was kind of cool.
But you didn't like The Last Jedi.
Okay, well that was just one movie out of the trilogy.
Right.
One movie.
Well, and so see, that's the thing, is that everyone claims that Disney ruined Star Wars, but they always say that because of one film that they didn't like. Like, for example, for the prequels, they say, oh, I didn't like The Phantom Menace, or I didn't like Attack of the Clones. And then they say that they didn't like the prequels overall, and that the prequels ruined Star Wars because of one film. When in reality, maybe there were just a few things that you didn't enjoy, but it doesn't ruin Star Wars as a whole.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Exactly. Yeah, so, exactly.
I think it's just, It's kind of a lot to say that they ruined Star Wars, when I think that you personally just have some differing opinions on how you thought it should have gone, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say, because it's just like, it was just a quick answer.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about, they noticed one thing that they didn't like about the movie. Or did they notice one movie that they didn't like? For example, me, I did not like The Last Jedi, but that did not make me think that Disney ruined Star Wars in any way, shape, or form. It was just one movie that I did not particularly enjoy. Like Solo, for example, that didn't ruin anything for me. That was just like an outlier, kind of like The Last Jedi for me. But,
yeah. Well, and so, do you have any opinions on what you think, or how you think it should have gone? Like, how do you think The Last Jedi should have gone about if it was?
So, I haven't really thought about that into detail. The Last Jedi was just kind of, like, meh to me. Like, maybe I would have liked to see in The Last Jedi, specifically, kind of what they did in The Rise of Skywalker, where they had a lot of, like, references back to the original. That's what would have made the movie more for me.
Yeah. Well, I just think, like, the whole thing about the Emperor, like, obviously, if you've listened to our review of The Rise of Skywalker, you know that I have no problem with the Emperor coming back, but I feel like if there was some way they could have hinted that in, like, either The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens, maybe, like, if they had just, you know, like, instead of the ending being, you know, the little kid with the broom, maybe they could have put, like, something in there with Palpatine instead. Like, something, like a cliffhanger to get you ready for the next film so that we all know that he's returning. You know, similar, because, like, it was cool with the teaser trailer, but I don't know. I feel like they just could have put something in the movie as well.
I mean, we obviously knew he was coming because of the teaser trailer, but it was just so instant, you know? Like, there was not a build-up to it, and I would have liked to see a build-up to it. Like, maybe... Like, there are a lot of rumors that Snoke somehow was involved with the Emperor, or Snoke was the Emperor, or
Well, so, Palpatine was the one who made Snoke. They said that in the Rise of Skywalker.
So they were rumors were kind of right, kind of wrong. But I feel like Snoke was just like a bluff character, you know? Like, he didn't really play a significant role in the movie. And I would have liked to see more of the Emperor's presence in The Last Jedi.
You know who I think Snoke reminds me of?
Who?
He kind of reminds me of Count Dooku. He wasn't, like, a super big role in the films, but he was just kind of there to, like, twist people's minds. You know, like, for example, Count Dooku is there to, like, pull Anakin to the dark side, and that was, like, literally one of his only purposes for being there, was to be killed by Anakin, Palpatine's orders. And then the same with Snoke. It was just kind of there to, like, twist Kylo Ren's mind and everything like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But
I
mean, I would have liked, I mean, the Emperor was just so instant, you know? We had no idea he was coming, which I guess adds to the suspense, but it would have been, I thought, a little more epic if they would have hinted at him in The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens to just, like, I guess leave us on the edge of our seats even more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if it wasn't, like, super obvious that it was talking about him, even if they had just left, like, subtle hints. So, like, say, for example, maybe they showed, like, a scene with, like, I don't know, these two evil people talking, and then they're just like, don't worry, we have something, we have a new supreme leader coming soon, or something like that. Or, like, don't worry, our new supreme leader will take care of us, or something like that. Just, like, hinting at, like, something happening. So that when we were to rewatch the movie, we could all go, oh, so that's what it was hinting at.
Right.
You know?
Like, that's what it was referring to.
Not necessarily, like, showing Palpatine, but just, like, something there that would have hinted at that.
Very subtle hints that could have left us wondering what it was that they were hinting at.
Yeah. But, I mean, for what it's worth, though, they did kind of play it off well in The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, they kind of just said, like, somehow Palpatine returned, and then everyone was in shock. So it wasn't just us. It was, like, everyone didn't know that he was coming back. So
even like they played the it characters off well in the movie, like Rey or Poe, they're like, how did this dude return?
Yeah. That I feel like is probably one of the flaws, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really have a ton of flaws from The Last Jedi. Well, it just wasn't.
I feel like in some fashion, to an extent, like, the bringing back of Palpatine was rushed. Maybe they didn't decide on, or maybe they couldn't find a way to tell us how he survived. So they just said, well, he just happened to survive.
Yeah. I feel like I said earlier, like, if they had just put in a tiny little bit of hints in there, like, something about, I don't know, cloning technology coming along or something like that. Just, like,
it would have, like, together. Put that into the back of our minds.
But and we wouldn't then have we thought would much have, like, of it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have thought much of it. But then when we go into The Rise of Skywalker, we're like, oh, that's what they meant.
Exactly. I feel like that would have been a smart move by them. And I don't know, for some reason, just Finn and Rose's storyline, I don't know what it is about it.
It was kind of like a Snoke. It was like a Snoke, like a bluff character meant to just, like, be there, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't there to confuse us. It was just there to just, I don't know. There was something off about it.
I don't know. And just the whole idea of, like, where the movie takes place at for the Resistance, just, like, on that one ship. And then they bring up the conversation about, like, fuel. Like, how they're running out of fuel. Like, I've never heard of fuel being a problem in Star Wars until that film. But, I mean, it's not a super big deal. But, like, just little things like that that just kind of made me go, like, huh? You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad movie because of those things. It's just, like, it just kind of made me think, like, what? What is happening?
Yeah.
And then the whole Luke on the planet thing and just the whatever creature that was, getting blue milk from it. I don't even know. Maybe that was like some sort of throwback to A New Hope when he had blue milk, but I have no clue.
Blue milk is blue milk, I guess.
Blue, yeah. Cotton candy milk, maybe? I don't know. Sounds interesting.
I mean,
but
they have it at the Star Wars at Disney World, which, speaking of, we might do an episode on that, but I just want to touch to that. That kind of is why I would say yes, Disney ruined Star Wars, is because their little, like, Star Wars thing that they built in their park just wasn't, like, that magnificent. It was, like, really,
really
boring. Yeah.
Like the Star Wars, like, land world thing?
Yeah. It was just, really? Like, there wasn't, like, anything to do, really. You could buy blue milk, which seemed interesting, but...
Well, I haven't been to the new Star Wars land. I've only gone on, like, the original, like, Disney Star Wars
Star
rides,
Tours.
You know? Yeah, like, Star
oh,
Tours.
Yes.
And, like,
we love
the
Star
whole,
Tours.
The shop, lightsaber building thing, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I can't wait to go to the new Star Wars land. Ride Rise of the Resistance. Sounds
fun.
Oh,
yeah. Great ride.
But, yeah, overall, I don't think that Disney ruined Star Wars. Like, just...
No.
Broad,
not,
I don't think they did.
No, like, as a broad overview... Not overview. Well, just, like, very vague... It's a very vague question. Did Disney ruin Star Wars? No. Now, if you go into detail about the little things, maybe they changed stuff that we would have liked to see differently or something like that, mm-hmm. then yes. I think that's where the critics who say Disney ruined Star Wars come from.
And I just remembered something else. So to go on to that a little bit... I guess you could kind of say yes a tad bit on The Rise of Skywalker just because if you actually read online about the original ideas that JJ had for The Rise of Skywalker, Disney cut a lot of them. So, for example, apparently Rey and Kylo were not even supposed to kiss at all in the film. He was supposed to bring her back to life, but like they weren't supposed to kiss or anything. That was something that Disney added. Which added a lot of controversy.
Well, wasn't like... I don't know where I heard this from, but I feel like you said that Poe and Finn were going to get together,
yeah,
but Disney cut that as well.
That was supposed to be a thing as well, I think. I'm pretty sure. Because I think JJ was pushing for that, and then Disney said no. And then something else as well was...
Which was weird because I remember seeing that there was like two girls together
exactly,
in the back
exactly.
in the end.
I don't know. It was like you do that, but like you don't do the. I don't know. Maybe it was because they were main characters. I don't really know. But anyway, they didn't do that. And then also, apparently, all the voices that Rey heard were actually the original footage was actually video footage, and it was supposed to be all of them showing up as Force ghosts. But then Disney
cut
that out.
They cut that out.
They did cut it out.
That's
like,
boring.
There's an entire article on it, and I can't remember everything off the top of my head, but if you look up Star Wars Theory...
We'll link it in the show notes if we can end up finding it.
Yeah, it's basically on Star Wars Theory's channel, and he gets these notes from a guy who is, like, I don't know, working on the film, I guess?
Maybe, like,
with
an insider
JJ.
Or something.
Yeah, and he, like, released a bunch of information about what was supposed to happen in the film that didn't happen. So it's a really interesting video. It's kind of long, but it's really interesting. So I would definitely recommend going and checking that out. Because from that aspect,
Disney
could have ruined it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it could have been a ton
been awesome
better if Disney had not cut things out.
Yeah. That was like the original like 3 hour something cut, which I wish they released, but they didn't.
I know. I would have loved to see like a totally different thing that just JJ had put together. Nothing to do with the Disney cutting things out.
Exactly. But, yeah, so, but still overall,
it's a great trilogy.
Yes.
Definitely is
and
a strong one.
I enjoyed growing up with these movies as well. It was nice that
it was a pleasant ending, I think, as well.
Yeah, that the younger kids could grow up with their own trilogy, just like, you know, obviously us with the prequels and then, you know, before that with the originals, so.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I got to grow up with two trilogies in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't really have too much else to say about that.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I guess the short answer is no, Disney did not ruin Star Wars. But diving deeper, there were some things that we would have liked to see changed.
Yes, but we'd like to know you guys' opinions as well. So if you actually, you can follow us on Instagram. It's, our account name is Discussions.
It'll be linked in the show notes. It's Discussions W, Brandon and Nicole.
Yeah.
Of course, our full name is too long, so I just put W, which is with. But I will put, when this episode goes out on Friday, I will put on our story a question thing that you can answer. It'll be a poll, so did Disney ruin Star Wars? And then the following story will be like a little thing where you can type out why or why not.
Yes, yeah, so definitely go and answer that. And if there's not enough space for you to answer it on there, then find our picture for this episode, because we always post a picture whenever a new episode comes out, and write it in the comments of that picture.
Yes.
Your opinion, if there's not enough space. But yeah, we definitely love
or to shoot hear us for a you. DM. Our DMs are open, so if you want to do a DM as well,
and, if you and ever our Instagram have any will be ideas. In the show notes. If you ever have any ideas of things that you want us to talk about, then definitely let us know, because we do have a list of things that we want to talk about in mind, but we could always use some more ideas. So
yeah, we're really, at least I am, I haven't discussed with Nicole, but I am really trying to extend this season a little bit longer, maybe till May 4th, but May the 4th be with us. But yeah, if you have any ideas, I'll put another story up as well. Where you can type your ideas or shoot us a DM. It'll be in the show notes below, so you can just go check out our Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thank y'all for listening. You can support us. Our link is in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe and stay safe. And we will see y'all. And she missed it. Stay safe, everyone. And we will see y'all in the next episode. All right. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Bye.